if I get a chance to be a tenured professor, I might not have that much choice in where I end up.
Yeah, but if I become a successful actress, we wouldn't need the money.
You don't go into science for the money.
Speak for yourself. Last month, my company both invented and cured restless eye syndrome. Ka-ching, you blinky chumps.
So wait, if my career took me somewhere else, you might not go?
Dun, dun, dun. He started it.
Okay, guys, new backstories. Penny and Leonard, you two lovebirds, super successful and living in New York. You're an actress, you're a professor, and you have three beautiful kids.
Great.
Really? You think I'm putting this body through three kids?
Okay, let's do this.
Good luck.
Aren't you gonna come with me?
While you confront your mother about her sex life, I'd rather go back to that bar in Assless Chaps.
Mother.
Shelly, I'm so glad you're here.
I saw you having naked sex.
What are you talking about?
Earlier, I came here to surprise you. I looked in the window and I saw you with a man.
Oh, Shelly, I'm so sorry. Come in. Maybe we should sit down and talk about this.
Can you recommend a surface you haven't had coitus on?
That's not funny. Maybe we should sit at the table. Well, I'm sure that you have a lot of questions.
Who was he?
His name is Ron. I met him at my prayer group.
How long have you been involved with him?
A few months.
And of those few months, how long have you been a demented sex pervert?
That is no way to speak to your mother.
Perhaps not. But it is a way to speak to a woman who quoted the Bible to me my whole life and then desecrates one of Ethan Allen's finest sofas.
I will give you one opportunity, young man, to apologize.
Or what?
Or I will send you to your room.
That's ridiculous. I am a grown man. I am a professional scientist, and I currently occupy the moral high ground.
Go to your room.
But I occupy the moral high ground.
Go to your room.
But I'm a professional scientist.
Go to your room.
I'm a grown man.
Can we please get back to the game?
In a minute. I don't understand why any success you have in acting is more important than any I have in science.
Okay, if you do something cool in science, you might change the world. If I become a famous actress, I'm not going to tell you why movie stars are the best. They just are.
I'm surprised you guys never talked about this stuff.
Like you and Sheldon have everything figured out?
Actually, our relationship agreement covers a wide array of scenarios, including career changes, financial instability, intelligent dog uprising. FYI, we plan on selling out the human race hard.
20 years, who knows what'll happen with any of us?
I think you and Leonard will be together.
You do?
Yeah, I think you're the best couple I know.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Excuse me?
Let the dead man talk. So why do you think that?
Well, I feel like you guys make each other better. Penny brought Leonard out of his shell. It seems like Leonard makes Penny think more deeply about the world. I don't know. Together, you two kind of make one awesome person.
Oh, Stuart. Now I feel bad for murdering you.
Oh, come on!
Come in.
Apparently any man is welcome in this house. Why not you? I thought you were waiting in the car.
I was an hour ago, Sheldon. A Jew sits in front of a house in Texas that long for sale signs start to go up. Take it things didn't go smoothly with your mom.
No. I'm not sure how we're going to get past this.
You know, I sort of went through something like this myself.
Howard, we've all seen your mother naked. That woman needs to learn how to tie a robe.
I'm talking about when my mom started seeing someone a couple years after my dad left.
I didn't know she did.
Yeah, she was dating this guy, and I was kind of a jerk to her about it.
What did you do? Well,
let's just say it was the most vicious bar mitzvah speech in the history of Temple Bethel. Anyway, she broke up with him, and she's basically been alone ever since. She never said it, but I always felt I was the reason why.
I'm sorry. Although, based on your story, you absolutely were the reason why.
All I'm saying is you might not want to get in the way of your mom's happiness.
You may have a point. I love my mother. Even if she fornicates like a demonic weasel.
And the healing begins.
Are you ready to discuss this calmly, like adults?
I am.
Shelley, I'm sorry that you saw what you saw. I know that this is hard for you.
I think what most upsets me about it, Mother, is the hypocrisy. Doesn't this contradict all the religious rules you've been espousing your whole life?
You're right, it does. And it's something that I'm struggling with these days.
Then why are you doing it?
Because I'm not perfect, Shelley. And that man's booty is.
Well, this is confusing for me. But I don't want to stand in the way of your happiness. So I'll condemn you internally while maintaining an outward appearance of acceptance.
That is very Christian of you.
But, Mother, if you're going to conduct your life in this fashion, then I should let you know that the world has changed since you were a young woman. You know, it's not all sock hops, soda jerks, and segregation anymore.
How old do you think I am?
My point is that you're going to need to be careful. You used to be protected by your pre-Enlightenment mythology, but now you're going to need a stronger friend named Latex.
Are you having the sex talk with me?
Well, someone has to.
Oh, dear Lord.
No, don't look to him. He's mad at you right now.
Don't pout. I'm sorry I ruined your game.
I'm not pouting, I'm brooding. Which is how sexy men pout.
It actually was kind of fun.
You're just saying that.
Yeah.
I like the time travel element.
Thank you. I thought it was inspired.
It was. By Terminator.
Well, I hope 20 years from now, we really are all still together and still friends.
Of course.
Really.
Well, hey, how about this? Whether we're friends, not friends, scattered around the world, no matter what, let's all promise to meet in front of this building exactly 20 years from tonight at 8 p.m. and have dinner like we always do.
Aw, I love it.
Putting it in my phone right now.
Yeah, me too.
My phone doesn't have a calendar. So I'll just write it on my hand. And it's done.
Yep, we're all in.
All right, I'll see you guys in 20 years.
Ha, ha, ha.
I know it.